The Makespace has been in downtown State College since 2011, but it's no surprise if you've never heard of it. It's tucked down a tiny alley next to the Fraser Street parking garage. Inside, it's just two long, narrow rooms crammed full of electronic equipment. Today, a couple of guys are testing a new laser engraver, and a half dozen guys are gathered around a 3D printer. So, what are you making?
Well, right now we're making some Minecraft keychains.
Eric Verjanik is a founding member of the Makespace. It's their weekly open house, so both dues-paying members and visitors are watching the 3D printer lay down layer upon layer of plastic to create the plastic keychains.
And these are also a great machine to make pieces of drones and toys and all the plastic widgets that make up your life as well, you know. Or if you're kind of an inventor, you can make a prototype quickly, see how it looks in real life, modify it based on that, and kind of develop your product.
During Maker Week, there'll be a number of 3D printers on display at Scalo Library, and community members can even make their own cookie cutters at one event. The Makespace will host after-hours events every evening, giving visitors a chance to check out what they do, from 3D printing and soldering to a couple of experiments that have to do with harnessing electricity and are the stuff of mad scientists, or at least science museums. There are some tamer creations, too. Joseph Sanchez is putting the finishing touches on an arcade game that will be at the culminating event for Maker Week on Saturday.
Let me see if I can turn it up.
Sanchez hopes Maker Week will get a lot more people involved with the Makespace, which he says does a lot of cool things.
Yeah, cool things, absolutely. Semi-dangerous, absolutely. I think we do some really cool stuff, and I think that we're kind of the best kept secret of State College right now, because not a lot of people know about where we are, but I think if they knew what we were doing in here, everybody would want to get involved.
Just around the corner, in a slightly larger alley, is a brand new and very different take on a makerspace. It's called The Makery. And right now, it's full of young girls taking part in a fashion camp. By the way, neither of these spaces is intentionally sex segregated.
If you have your piece pinned, you can head to a sewing machine.
Amy Frank is leading one group of girls in a sewing project, making headbands. She's also the owner of The Makery. It's the second to the last day of camp, and tomorrow the parents will come for a runway show to see what their daughters have made. But Frank's sewing classes aren't all that happens in this space. Several other women share the space.
We also have a jewelry design instructor, a photography instructor, a knitting instructor, a youth painting and drawing instructor, art and wine instructor, and all those artists pay a little bit to be able to teach and use the space for their own events and classes.
The group used to be in Bowlesburg at the studio at Contempo. During Maker Week, the Makery will host a morning maker camp for kids. In the evenings, they'll have sessions for adults at the library. And at the Saturday event, they'll have a kids' arts and crafts table. So what does a library like Sklo Library, which organized Maker Week, have to do with sewing and 3D printers?
I think some people are like, whoa, that's so strange disconnect. But I think to those of us that work in libraries, we see a very logical progression there.
Nathaniel Rasmussen is head of IT services at Sklo Library.
Forever, libraries were the place that you came to access a very important tool in your life, information. Nowadays, information is readily available to just about anyone, but we are learning that our community has different needs. They need access to other tools, and they need a place or a space that they can gather and do what they're doing together.
Maker Week runs all this week. State College's Maker Spaces are there for you whenever you're feeling the urge to create. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.